Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしてます。今日の担当は、アイルランド出身のイライと、
カナダ出身のテシアと、
ウクライナ出身のマリアと、
シリア出身のハラです。
今月のテーマは、旅行を楽しもうです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
My name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Maria and I'm from Ukraine.
And my name is Hala and I'm from Syria.
And our topic for today is the joys of traveling. So we're now into May and the trees and plants are full of life. And it is an extremely pleasant time of the year. There's a lot of holidays in May and there are many people that go on travels during this month.Going to see new scenery and meet new people could be a nice change of pace, which is why our theme for this month is the joys of traveling. Today, we'd like to talk to our guests about their memories of traveling and tips on how to make the most of your trips. So, before we get into our favorite trips and our favorite bits of traveling, does everybody here like traveling? Do you enjoy
sure, yeah.
trips?
Yeah.
It's fun. Pleasant.
Yeah. Hannah is noticeably silent.
I actually hate the planning part.
Okay.
And effort you need to put into the traveling thing, but I like when I, like, it's fun when I'm there. After all the planning and all the preparation is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun then.
Okay, so the process is less so.
Like, yeah. I kind of sympathize with Hella on that, actually. Just not as much as the planning. Like, I don't mind, you know, looking up hotels and planning for transportation, but the actual process of having to move from one place to the other, I get a lot of anxiety when I'm, let's say, I have to take an airplane. I am the type of person to show up to the airport 4 hours ahead of time because I feel like I will miss a flight or like something bad's gonna happen and I'm not gonna be able to get, like, catch a flight back home or something.
Yeah.
So, like, that can...I don't want to say, like, ruin the trip a little bit, but, like, it also, you know, it tires you out. Like, you're so mentally exhausted after figuring that part out that, you, like, the first day and, like, the last day of the trip, it's really hard to fully enjoy yourself.
Okay, fair, yeah. What about you, Maria? Do you have any...
I don't know. I hate planning, so I just don't plan. I just buy tickets, like, book the hotel, and then go there to enjoy my adventure.
Yeah.
But I usually travel alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be chaotic with me. So.
Yeah, but, like, compatibility is definitely a big thing. Like, you know, some people you can be really good friends with in a normal setting, but traveling, just, like, no.
I agree.
That sounds like you have some personal experience with that.
I mean,
any horror stories? Or?
No, but to be honest, when I travel, especially if it's like nature or sightseeing, I don't like to talk.
Okay.
I like to watch and look at nature and stuff. But the problem is when someone is talking to me, I concentrate like 100% with that person. Like, I can't do both.
So
I lose everything. I lose the experience if the, like, the friend is talking to me. So I prefer to travel solo so that I can, like, fully experience scenery.
That's fair.
I get that as well. I think there's also something to be said about, like, traveling alone in the fact that, like, you know, you're going out of your way to go somewhere new and there's, like, new experiences, new people.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're going with someone that you usually spend time with, it's like that can take away from, for example, new encounters that you could have there. Like, one thing I really enjoy as well, I like solo travel as well. And I like just going to, like, you know, the local izakaya or the local, if it's Japan, izakaya or local pub or whatever. And you get to, like, I find myself, I break out a lot more out of my shell when I'm traveling because I think you're not in the same town. You know nobody knows you, so you can kind of be very free with the way you express yourself. So I've made some really good friends on traveling that way. And I think if you're with a friend and, you know, you feel like you have to, you know,keep conversation going, you feel like you both have to make sure you're having a good time, it gets a lot harder to have those experiences. I relate a lot. Out of everywhere that everyone has traveled so far, is there anywhere that, you know, has really stuck in your mind or you have a deep impression of?
I think that I'd like to tell about my New Year trip to Niigata.
Oh, sure.
Every year I go somewhere alone just to, you know, let something go or something like that in a solo trip or something. And this year I went to Niigata. And the thing is, like in Japan, I like going to different places and go to the sea to see the ocean. And I found out that it was like different in different cities.
Oh, yeah.
Like it feels absolutely different, like in Tokyo, in Kamakura, wherever you go, the ocean is different, and you know the cities, the sand, everything is different. And when I went to Niigata, I went to the Japanese Sea, and it felt absolutely different from the ocean. Actually, I was born in Crimea, and it's like the most southern part of Ukraine, next to the Black Sea. And actually, when I was a kid, I hated the smell of the sea because it was like an everyday thing. And it felt like I've forgotten it, but when I went to the Japanese Sea, I felt the smell of the sea again, and it was like, oh my god,
yeah, that's a
this is it.
Moment, right?
yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, and it felt like absolutely amazing, actually, because it was like a real feeling of letting something go, like old has died inside of me, and then something new was born.
That's
like
very
that.
Poetic.
Yeah.
It sounds straight out of a Murakami novel.
That's great. What about yourself, Hala? Do you have any?
For me, actually, it's not like the city or the country itself, but I like historical sites or like spiritual sites, like temples and shrines and stuff. And even if you are not religious, or even if you have a different religion, for me personally, I still feel like some kind of peace, and like when I go to temples and shrines. So I really love like going to these spiritual places or mosques or nandeshitakke, Kiristo no.
Churches.
Yeah, so I like going there.
Oh, okay.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Please, about, you know, such kind of spiritual places in Japan. Have you had the feeling that somebody's watching you, like, next to the shrine or the temple, kind of like forest spirits or something like that?
Yeah, I would say watching over me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's weird because I'm really not religious.
The same, actually, but there is something there.
Yeah, it feels safe somehow.
No.
No?
No. It's
feels
like hairy.
Oh,
I don't know.
Like, I see.
I just, oh my god, no, thank you. I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, yeah, I can admit, it's like the feeling of being watched. Like, sometimes it's comforting, but depending on the setting, it's like terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one time, I think I was in like Aomori or something for whatever reason, and I was in a forest at night.
Oh my God.
I was walking and I was like, okay, I feel I'm being watched. Could be a bear.
I suppose, I mean, you brought up the fact that bears might emerge. Is there anything you bring with you on your travels? Like, would it be pepper spray or anything that you kind of, you know, always make sure to keep on you when you're traveling?
Sanitary products, because I'm a woman and I don't,
so
that, and also like, you know, one of those pens where they have like a bit of clean detergent in it, and you can like, if you get stains on your clothes, you can use it to like, like, I don't know what the name for that is, it's like a laundry pen or something. So like, it's shaped like a pen, and if you apply pressure, then like a bit of, not soap, like cleaning detergent and bleach seeps out. So like, if you get like a stain on a white shirt, then it kind of helps a little bit. Like, you still have to wash it, of course, afterwards. But immediate, like, you know, solution to a problem.
For me, because I also travel solo most of the time, I really need my earphones because I always listen to. I have Audible. I love this app. I always listen to books, and I like listening to something interesting while walking in nature. So my earphones are very important for me.
Okay, it's interesting that you don't like talking to people during your trips, but you are listening to some kind of books anyway.
Yeah, maybe because I don't have to look at anybody. Like, yeah. And react.
Yeah, you can just...
And react, yeah. I just listen and watch.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's interesting, because I'm kind of on the fence when it comes to that sometimes, where sometimes I'm very much, I like to have my music, you know, my favorite music playing while I'm exploring somewhere, but I found recently, like, I think it just happened that my earphones weren't charged for a while, so I just weren't using them, and then I got in the habit of, like, for example, walking to and from work or walking places without my earphones, and then I kind of noticed that, like, you, so much information comes in from people around you, and it's like, it's really fun walking down the street and you hear these snippets of conversations and you kind of guess, oh, what's like the context of that or whatever else. So like, I found this, it's quite fun when you're traveling to kind of keep your ear like open as well and see like what the differences are there and things. Like,
yeah.
You know, Tokyo sounds very different to Sendai. You know, if you go to Kyoto, it'll sound very different from Tokyo again. You know?
Yeah.
Even things like the chimes of like the trains when they come in, it's like it's different. So like, it can be fun exploring places like in terms of sound as well, which is quite fun.
That's true. Yeah. Especially when Otani got married. And
oh, gee.
All the people around you are expressing devastation. Especially women. Like, everybody was sad that day because he got married.
That's funny.
Yeah. You talk about, like, sounds. That's actually something that I did notice. So, you know how, like, before you cross the road at the signal, they have, like, sounds? Like, so, for example, in Sendai, the waiting sound is beep. Beep, beep, and the signal that for, you know, it's ready, you can cross now, it's like birds chirping. So like, that's actually like not like a thing in every city, or some places they have different sounds, like in, within Japan, like for sure, but like when I went home recently to Canada, like the Canadian traffic lights in Vancouver, when it's stop, it doesn't go beep, 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 I say stop, stop. Stop!
Stop! I know.
And it's really, and it's like in such a funny cadence because it's like an AI generated voice. It's not a person, right? So it sounds really uncanny. And then when the lights turn green and you're ready to walk, they'll say counting down and 20, 19, 18, and like it gives you the entire countdown, which is like good for people with visual disabilities because they can know exactly how many seconds they have to cross the road. But also, dang, like that's kind of scary.
Actually, it can sound like a broken one. Stop, stop, stop.
Okay, so finally, just before we move into the announcement from Cynthia, I would like to end with just a bit of a personal announcement. But I will actually be leaving Cynthia as of the end of this month. So this is going to be my last episode on the program. So I've really enjoyed my time over the last, year and seven months presenting on the show. It's been great fun. I've gotten to speak with many different people and different things, and I am going to miss it a lot. But I know we're going to leave you in good hands with Desha, and whoever comes and replaces me in the end. But yes, thank you very much, Sendai, and I will see you again sometime. Alright, and now to move on to the announcement from Cynthia. So Cynthia is recruiting volunteers who are interested in helping us with activities related to promoting cross-cultural understanding. Those who sign up as volunteers will visit schools and other facilities to introduce their home country to children. This is a great opportunity to see the Japanese school environment for yourself and interact with children, and also think about your own native culture from a new perspective. Some possible event ideas include trying on cultural clothing, showing photos of your hometown and your family, or playing folk games with children. If you are interested in signing up as a volunteer, please inquire at the International Relations Department of Cynthia at 022-268-6260. And that's all from us this month. Until next time.
Bye!